Brothers and sisters, this morning in the scriptures, we have a lot of movement. People are going places. In the first reading, which is from the Song of Songs, which Father Dominic pointed out to me, we rarely get in the weekday cycle, so it's kind of special to have a reading from the Song of Songs. We have the bridegroom coming across the mountains, leaping across the hills like a gazelle, and his bride is there waiting, anxiously awaiting him to come out and meet him. And in the gospel, we have Mary going in haste down to the hill country to meet Elizabeth. And when she gets there, Elizabeth comes out to meet her. And even John the Baptist, who's still in utero, so his motions are relatively constricted at this time, he even leaps in Elizabeth's womb. Lots of movement. What's behind all of this? It's love. People are being moved by love. They're allowing love to move them and transform them. So they have this love, but then they're willing to take the risk, and we know it's a risk sometimes, to turn that love into an expression, to turn it into an action. And it can be risky because when we do that, there's always the slight fear, will this be received? Will my expression of love be received, or will it be ignored? And so there's a risk there. But today in the scriptures, it's always received. The bride is excited about the bridegroom coming towards her. Elizabeth is excited about Mary coming towards her. And so when it's received, what we have is joy. When love is expressed, and then that love is received, we have great joy. In this Christmas season, this is what's going on. God comes to us like a lover coming in haste. It almost seems a little bit rash. Of course, it's God, so it's not rash. He's thought this one through, but it almost seems rash. He comes in the middle of the night in a barn to parents who are homeless. The angels have no one to come to but a bunch of shepherds out in the field. But it expresses his deep love that he wants to show to us. The question is, will we go out to meet him? Will we be like Elizabeth? Will we be like John the Baptist, who's willing, when God makes this great leap, when he comes to us in this expression of love, will we go out to meet him? Our love pales in comparison to God's. So what we can actually do is ask Jesus to help us love him. Ask Jesus to give us the desire to run out to meet him. Jesus is coming to us. He comes at Christmas. He comes today at the altar. And he comes all throughout our day in those little promptings that he gives to us. We can ask Jesus, Jesus, fill my heart with a desire for you so I can meet your love with a deep love.